Warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX, August 8th, TGIF day. The time is 3.5 minutes to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning. This is television station WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday night. I'm sure someone has a fucking clue what that means, but not Murphy. On tonight's show, we're going to listen to or hear about the worst excuses ever. We're going to talk about the Mitchell Report. Get a little bit of a conversation about last week's live show, last Saturday's live show. That was kind of fun. A little bit of drama. Gotta love it. That and all kinds of other shit. You're going to kind of like be bored with us after 2 hours. But hey, Decaf's here and he'll make it fun. God, I hope. Getting told no. And before we start off, you know, Decaf's trying to bring the fun. Scrappy says she's going to bring the fun, but here's the thing, sweetie. Every time you get up on that mic, you're like this. Okay, I'm going to do a quick impersonation of Scrappy. Ready? This is her amongst everybody else. Hey, what's up? Here she is on the mic. We're like, Scrappy, speak up. Get her off the mic or away from a microphone. What? All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. Time for the greatest internet radio show ever. It is time for...
Spankwagon Radio, baby.
I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
Sitting across from me...
Scrappy.
Hello, Scrappy. And joining us tonight for the show...
It's Murphy.
Okay, try hitting your on switch. Maybe I got... What jack do I got you plugged in on?
Four.
Oh, there we go.
Hey, Murphy, your voice changed. You sound manly now.
That ain't the only thing that changed. I got black. I got deep.
That's okay. We got thinner. Well, we'll rub that shit right off. It'll be like Michael Jackson.
Murphy's bleaching. Murphy Witch's voice was like that. Yeah, like, oh my God! All right. Can I borrow your voice?
Let's get to this. Why he's not here?
Why he's not here? Why we're okay? You know what? Even I finally found a limit of what the fuck kind of a reason is that? Excuse, reason. I know I'm going to hear about it. He's going to give me shit about it. Don't break our microphone, Scrappy. Oh my God,
that was cool. I figured it out after all this time.
She figured out a microphone.
Yes, how they finally adjust it.
See, now you guys can hear me better.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so why
she brought it down to her tit level.
Oh, speaking of, we should turn on the webcam, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. No, we're good.
No, we're not. All right, so tonight I get a call from Murphy about, oh, I don't know, it was about 5:30-ish or so, a little bit before 5:30. Hey, dude, you know, are you home? No, I'm already, you know, kind of on my way to the studio. I was running some errands. He goes, oh, okay. I was going to ask for a ride. I'm like, oh, yeah, sorry, dude. You know, I'm kind of almost here. At the studio, so I won't be able to give you a ride. He's like, okay, no worry. I'll hop in my car and I'll take off here in a bit and I'll see you. Cool. All right. So I'm here for a little bit and just kind of getting stuff set up for the show and working on just a little bit of show prep and phone
show
rings.
Show prep.
Because wow. I'm the only mother that does any, mostly.
He had to do his stretches before the show.
Show prep, yeah. I had to make sure, you know, read my articles.
Hey, I tried to do a show prep for Scrappy and it was a disaster. But anyway, go on.
Well, you know. It takes time. She'll
figure
this out.
Thank you. See?
She'll figure this
Bite
out.
Bite me. Ass.
Took her how long to figure out a microphone?
Exactly. See?
You know, I realized, though.
Some slack.
I realized what we did wrong.
What was
With
that?
With Scrappy, what we did wrong is we said, hey, get on it like it's a big black cock.
She took it literally.
Whoa.
Why does he sound like a fucking Black and Decker?
That's probably how she works it.
Whoa!
She's like, it didn't come yet.
Grinding it down. We need to change blood.
Okay, so
all right,
let's go back
to the story.
Back to Murphy.
Oh shit!
God, not even 5 minutes into the show and you're already on like my shit. So why isn't Murphy here?
So
thank you.
Like that Santa Claus getting jizz in the face.
Oh, there
last
you go.
Week.
There you go.
She just jizz on me.
She's just sitting there. She's like, come on.
Finish it already. All right. So Murphy gives me a call and he calls me up and he goes, hey, I'm not going to be able to make the show tonight. Now, I really can't be mad because honestly, I knew Decaf wasn't going
to
be here. And kind of the rule is if Decaf no shows.
He wanted me to himself. That's what it was. See, when you guys aren't here, he gets a free show.
Who's that?
Me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
He said, me.
No, whenever Decaf doesn't show, Murphy usually calls out, too. It almost always happens that way. Every time. Well, Decaf sent out a text message saying he wasn't going to be here. Well, I kind of figured the call was going to happen, so Murphy calls me up. He says, dude, I can't come to the show. My dog's not feeling well. I'm like, huh? Yeah. Well, we'll get to this. He goes, yeah, I don't know why, but I think Bodhi ate something wrong. His dog, Bodhi. A little beagle, I think, is what it is. Oh, yeah. This is the best excuse, though. It gets better. Not only is his dog sick, but he goes, yeah, because the dog's constipated. And the last time the dog was sick and constipated, he shit all over the house. Thank you. What?
Oh, when you get constipated.
When your dog got constipated, he shit all over the house.
I think that he might have been a little confused. Either that or he slipped his dog a laxative and there you go.
Well, I know his dog got sick like a few weeks ago and did shit all over the house and he had to go get one of those steam cleaners and stuff like that.
I hope that's what happens when I get
constipated. Does he have like a bathroom? Like throw the dog in the bathroom, close the door with some water.
I don't think he thinks things through in that level.
I think he just didn't want to come.
I have that funny suspicion that
you're
right.
Well, it's kind of funny because I was like, you coming tonight? Because I had got a message from Decaf saying, whatever, I'm not going to be here.
Right.
And so I hit him up because I had that same kind of like
vibe.
Thought. Like,
right.
Well, I wonder if his butt buddy is going to be here. So I hit him up and he's like, yeah, I'll be there, but Decaf won't. And I'm like, wait, was I asking if Decaf was going to be here?
Right.
Like, he had to rat his brother out, you know, like, I'll be there, but Decaf won't.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because.
Stop
first
snitching.
Off, yeah, stop
right?
snitching.
And you know, then he's not, where is he? And
where is
I
he?
See your car, I'm like, wait, did Murph take Decaf's car? Or am I confused on cars or something? So.
Well, you know, and that's the best part is the fact that he called me up and said, you know, he goes, oh, I can call in if you want. I says, no, don't worry about it. Because I knew he really, yeah, I kind of got the vibe.
We should call him.
I mean, we may after the break. But yeah, he couldn't show up tonight because his constipated dog might shit around over the house.
Should call him and pretend that we're the vet checking on his dog.
Yes, because that's so believable.
So well, he does shit all over the house, problem solved. So.
But you're right. Why not just put the dog in the bathroom?
Or the bowl of water.
Bowl of water. My cat's sick. Guess where the cat's going? In the bathroom where I can close the door with
right.
a bowl of water. You know,
somewhere where there's a tile floor where you.
Yeah, you can mop it up and clean it up, you know. But
I don't know about all that. I don't want to clean up shit anyway.
Well, no one does. Have children.
Don't have children.
Have children. There's no way you can get out of it. You know, you have to clean up shit. What's worse is like when and it's funny, today is my boy's third birthday. So we were talking about that kind of stuff. Yeah. You know, he survived. always a plus. One more year. Let's go for four. But we were talking about things like when he was a little itty bitty baby, 6 months old, whatever. You'd wake up in the morning, you'd walk into the room, you'd walk in there and you'd see him in his crib and sometime in the middle of the night, he puked. So what do you get to? What do you walk into? You walk into that room of rancid, stale, old-ass puke.
Nice.
Now, I have a pretty good stomach for that kind of stuff. Puke doesn't make me puke. You know, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
My wife, however, not so much so. The minute she walked in the room, she's like, she's running to go retch into
Jesus.
Fuck. So
I never had that reaction. I've always been pretty strong and, it, you know, as far as like smelling throw up or anything, Nothing
yeah,
really.
Puke, shit. Shit, yeah. You know, I've smelled rotten animal corpses.
Eating a cup of shit, you know, just don't bother me.
Yeah, wow. two girls, one cup, you know.
No.
None of that stuff
no.
bothers me. None of it bothers me. I'm weird like that,
look
I
like,
guess.
Look like a chocolate Slurpee from Wendy's.
You know?
Like a Frosty.
A Frosty.
Damn.
It did. It didn't look real to me. I'm just
no,
like,
it was
that
a
looks
Frosty.
Like, you know, the little McDonald's place Frosties.
I
want to
know what
have.
She ate when she shit. Damn, boy. I know that was good. Well, I just blew it up. Ba-bang! She was over
lots
going over the cup.
She
got a bigger
well, no.
or something.
Suppository. Well, no. Just, she just has one of those diets.
Or she was constipated. I guess when you constipate it, I guess
shit
you
all
go
over the
place.
So that's Murphy. Hey, spankwagon.net is our official website. We actually want everybody to go now and check it out. If you're listening live or in the podcast, either way, you need to go check it out because finally. Yes.
Finally.
Anybody
finally
else want to get? Yeah.
The brand finally. New website is fully up and running. So if you go to spankwagon.net, now it's something completely different. What it is, of course, is a nice little content managed site. Not necessary forums, but what you could do is you could sign up and you can comment on the articles. You could submit your articles. Fully integrated in with the show now. So basically anything you want to, you know, post, talk about, write an article, you can go to the site and do. You can even comment
Yay.
On the articles that are there, which is always good, which means that if you have comments on shows, before I would just post it up on the site and kind of, you know, fire and forget. Now you can actually comment. You can actually go in there and, like, well, last week we were trying to get Scrappy to say just anything perverted, foul, and wrong, and she wouldn't even say a word. So,
oh, I'd say a word.
No,
but
we shut you down. Like
they were mean.
We were horrible. We were horrible.
Y'all eased up on me at that show, though. I was expecting.
Well, because we didn't see you. But we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that here in just a minute. But basically,
Scrappy, come to the Scrappy, come to the stage.
Where's Scrappy?
Scrappy
to the stage.
Scrappy to the stage.
Where the
Scrappy,
hell are you?
Scrappy, where? Okay.
We'll get to it. We'll get to guests. Entertaining guests. You're
wow.
supposed to do that from the stage.
Not from the parking lot.
Yeah. Well, you know, Wes, you're in a band. When was the last time you sang out the parking lot and the band was on the stage?
Hey, it Were happens.
Shut up. You're supposed to be honest.
Hey, I'm just trying to be real. You want to be real? You got to be real.
True. All right. So
parking lot shows are good.
Yes, it can be. Won't even go. No, I'm gonna say what I'm gonna say. But if you go to the new Spankwagon, actually, there's a few different things there that we want. You can you'll look in the links, and depending on what theme you're using, if you're using the blue theme, it's below the Spankwagon sign. If you're using the orange theme, it's above the Spankwagon sign. But you click on About SWR, you can learn a little bit about the host. That will grow as time goes on. There's also a nice magic button called Contact Spankwagon, and that's the best part because it tells you not only our phone number to call. It gives you our email address, and soon it's going to link up to the chat room from there. Also, if we want you to join our chat room tonight because you're listening live, all you got to do, it says SWR chat room. You can't screw this up. You click.
Yeah, they can.
Yeah, they can.
They can screw a 1-866 like I did, 1-800, and I've been here for a year and a half.
Exactly. Don't even know our damn phone number. If you're listening live, all you do is click on the SWR chat room. That's funny. Click on the chat room and you can get into the chat room. Matter of fact, click on the webcam. We'll get that fired up right now. You can click on podcast. Of course, we have the archive and banners to promote us. Plus, below that, you've got all of our syndicates. That way, if you want to rebroadcast our show, well, there's or you want to listen to a rebroadcast or you want to become a syndicate, it's all right there for you. So,
moving on up.
Actually, we're moving back. This is an old version of the site that I updated and made fresh because I got tired of the old, the previous version, if you will.
About damn time.
Yeah, that
I
shit
needed
was,
to.
That shit was boring.
It was boring.
I click at a site, spank went.
That's a lot of the feedback I
so
got.
So you wrote something about me on there?
Yes. Let's see. What did I write about Scrappy?
I'm interested to hear
about Estibar. Scrappy, not much to say about her yet, but I'll tell you once we get her over the fear of talking into the microphone. Wow. Unstoppable.
Oh, shit. I didn't know we had that part.
Oh, yeah.
Where's that?
What would we write about Decaf?
Decaf. Big Daddy Decaf. The man, the myth, the minority himself. How can one man be so smooth? offer him some Jack and find out.
wait, what we write about Talkbox over here?
Talkbox.
Murphy.
Murphy. Oh, I'm like, what the fuck? We're all kind of talking heads here.
No, you know, he is
Murphy.
No, he's like the.
Actually, why, Murphy says, wise guy and bullshit artist. He provides the off-color comments and occasional soundbite. Every show needs an asshole, but why does ours itch?
Wow.
He wrote that?
Actually, that was written by Chief when Chief initially wrote the about and then put it up on the MySpace. So, and I got to get these over to the MySpace page. So
what's about Trencher?
Creator and genius behind Spankwagon Radio. He keeps the show going and the co-hosts in line by any means necessary.
He's got a whip, a paddle.
That didn't seem interesting at all.
Now you're talking about Trencher.
That just sounded like a drill sergeant.
I'm, you know what? And no one believes
nothing else
me.
To talk about
soldier
him now.
At ease.
I am boring as fuck.
You are.
I am.
No. Let me tell you. Uh-oh. The first time I met him was at Carlos' party.
Yeah.
I was like, does he have a mouth? Like, I was looking. I was like,
didn't you hear
no,
him
he
on
don't
here?
Talk.
And he's like,
yeah, but yeah, but yeah.
Outside of here, man.
So when he asked me to, you know, when him and Murphy both, you know, asked me to, you know, do the show up. Murphy asked me to, you know, come on or whatever. And then I was like, I wonder what the show is going to be like. Just, you know, just going to be him talking the whole time. You're just going to sit there and just listen to what
he's
going to say.
Yeah, it's sort of like, you know, you're listening to
Trencher Sampler.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not by choice. I mean.
Oh.
See, you talk shit when he's not here. But
I
you
that's because I don't get a chance to talk when he is here. I think it's the chair. I think this is like the shit talk area
right
here.
Chair?
Yeah.
Yeah,
the
chair. That's the chair I used to be in.
So, okay, wait. We got shit talk chair. This might explain the constipation diarrhea thing. There may be correlation with the chair.
We need to get him back in, like, health class 101.
You know what?
Constipation
no,
and
we need-
shitting all over the house. Do
wait,
not.
What kind of health class did you take? I ain't never learned about constipation or shitting around my house.
I don't know. Maybe she goes to one of those colon flushing clinics.
Oh, no.
No.
They're like, here's a fire hose. Sit on this.
That's an outrance, not an entrance. Thank you.
An outrance. That's an
outrance.
I got to start using that.
He doesn't even know what to say. He's just like, outrance?
Well, I was trying to think of something smart ass, but I couldn't even think of anything smart ass. Like, outrance?
That was done said right there.
Yep, exactly. All right, so that's the new spankwagon.net. So I'm going to ask again. I'm going to beg and plead for the next few ever to please sign up, because if you click on the right-hand side, there's a sign in where we want you guys, everybody listening, to become a member of the site. Join in the conversation. Submit news. Stuff you submit is going to be brought into the show. We'll talk about it. Stuff we talk about on the show, of course, will be put on the site, and we'll talk about it because – you know, there's a way and it means everybody feels comfortable. And if the phone lines, which are 1-866-LV-ROCKS.
866. Say it, decaf.
1-866-587-6257.
You know, if you're not comfortable being on the phone, hey, shoot us an email. You don't want to bother with fucking email. You want to be more of a, you know, say it to everyone. Go to spankwagon.net. Do it there. So that's the new site. I'm pleased. It took me 3 fucking long months to get it going.
Good job.
Between myself and Mr. Man.
You haven't even looked at the site. What the fuck?
I'm sure it's genius.
Wow.
Genius.
Absolute genius.
Absolute genius.
Fuck that. It's every bit of stolen code I could find. I'm not going to lie.
He wants the HTMLforKids.com.
Hey, it works.
I can make this scrolly thing pink. Dude. So let's do that.
Copy and paste.
but you know, but I'm better. I don't have to right click to copy and paste. Control A, Control C, Control V. You know. Oh shit! Control Z, Control Z. You know.
Don't get too technical, though. Right?
our listeners are like, "What
He's
the
like,
fuck?"
He's like, "I don't even have to use
you
my
know,
mouse."
You gotta wonder. I do tech support. I do tech support. It's so scary how some people. The only thing they seem to use on their computer is their mouse.
Yeah.
Like, you ask them to type in anything.
That's on me right there.
Why? How? How does that happen?
What the hell?
MySpace. I mean, who types up your stuff on your MySpace page?
Oh, see, all that.
He does that copy-paste crap.
Do you copy, like, a dictionary and then just paste it in there?
Basically.
I control
ROADS.
And he uses his mouse. He's like, we're talking about controls, and he's like, what? There's a control button?
ROADS.
Is it next to the enter button?
I think I'm out of control. I don't know where mine is.
Nice. So, yeah, that's what's going on with Murphy and what's going on with the site. And how's everybody else doing?
I think Murphy's constipated. I think he's just pinning it on that poor dog.
You know, I don't know. Maybe do you guys really think he doesn't want to be here? Because that's the feeling I get when he pulls that stunt.
What, that he doesn't want to be here?
I think that he's mad because Decaf got a new man in his life. And
what?
So you want to sit back and start talking all kinds of shit.
Ding, but you're
ding,
here.
Round one.
I just know that.
I'm a little worried about this one now.
I just know every time I came in the parking lot, I had to pick you up off your knees.
Ooh. Oh. Jerk.
Come on, we gotta go back to the stage.
6:57, we gotta go.
That's why you were calling me Murphy the whole time.
Oh.
Murphy, come on, Murphy. Oh. Jessica, my name is not Murphy.
She had a harder time licking the balls because it was all cold outside, so she was shriveling up. So she was like getting an asshole at the same time at ball sack.
So we need to get some hot water in
here. Or a blow dryer. She's got
a blow dryer
and an extension cord. Let's go. Fuck. All right. So, wow. I don't know where to go from there.
Yeah, probably through a first break.
Yeah, we better do
thirsty
break.
As shit.
What we'll do, we'll come back after the break. We'll talk about the live show that we had past Saturday, which I had, again, talk about excuses. I was late. I'll admit it. I had a legitimate reason. I had to watch my son.
Where the fuck were you at? That was...
I had to watch my son.
Oh, okay.
I had to watch my son.
He had to watch the iPod, yo.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right.
And the Jack Daniels was a little bit too smooth, but we'll talk about that.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to start off Spank Wagon tradition. Because it is so close to Christmas, we're going to play probably the only official Spank Wagon Christmas carol we have.
You know, I got to do
this
my...
This better be good.
I got to do my...
Oh, it's horribly lame.
I got to sing my songs again. Remember the Christmas songs I made last year?
Okay, well, maybe next week.
Well, I know that, but right now I don't have them.
Oh.
I'm holding you up for taking a break. I'll piss you off.
I don't know. I don't know. Whatever.
So
he's like, I'm playing my music. So, decaf.
Hey, so look at that. I could try. See, if it was Murphy, I have like no problem just mute. No guilt. You guys are
I know.
Like, oh.
I see him over here talking all the time. And then I'm like, oh, he got shut off again. Cool.
Yeah, but you guys might say something actually entertaining or interesting. So I don't really want to shut the mics off yet, but I better. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Oh, shit.
Getting better.
Da 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 Imagine how bad it really hurt that Tony began to grab. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? I got a bug.
King pie to die.
I got a bug.
King pie to die.
I got a bug.
King pie to die.
I bring it for the king, make it flavor warmer, like a paper. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple? Would you like an apple? Would you like an apple pie with that?
King pie to die.
King by the time.
There's a hole in my pocket, my pocket, my pocket. There's a hole in my pocket, my pocket, my pocket. There's a hole in my pocket, my pocket, my pocket. There's a hole in my pocket.
Money, cash, money, cash, money, cash, money, cash.
More money, more cash, more holes. 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 More money, more cash, more holes.
All right, Spank Wagon Radio, we're back.
Hello.
Speaking of money.
Hi.
We did some charity work last weekend.
Yes, we did.
Yay.
I still don't know how much we raised.
$3,700.
Wow, $3,700.
So $3,700 out of that, you know, that little dive bar with everybody and everything going on. That was pretty good.
We can do better if it was a 21 and younger, or like not 21.
Okay, first
you know
off,
what I
first
mean.
Off,
sorry.
Anyone under 21 usually is broke as shit.
That's not true. I
you
am
what?
Not.
Are you telling us
broke?
You have a lot of money?
No.
How much money did your mom give you before you left out the house?
No, my mom doesn't give me money, unfortunately. And actually, I'm out of a job now,
yeah,
too.
No.
You're out of a job?
Yeah, if anyone knows who's hiring, I need work.
I thought you dealt with like handicapped people. There's tons of handicapped people. How are you out of a job?
Because it was like a non-official. I didn't work for an organization.
Ah.
I worked for a handicapped person.
Better watch it. They might grab you.
We're still friends, but it's working out on a friendship basis, and it's not working out on a boss-employer basis.
Got it.
We're both a little too headstrong, so I'm going to work
Hold
for
on.
Him.
I think everybody's shocked at that statement. Okay.
I'm going to work for him for like another 2 weeks until I can get another job, and he can get another caregiver.
There you go.
So you're looking for something you're good at, like fast food or?
I'm not looking for fast food.
Chuck E. Cheese.
definitely nothing with no kids. If you
7-Eleven
want to be around your kids.
7-Eleven. Hey, 7-Eleven.
Yeah, you could be 7-Eleven. You could drink. You could drink, smoke, and be pregnant.
I can't.
Still work
I'm
there.
On 21. Wow.
Hey, wait. Can you act stuck up? Let me. Oh, wait, time out. Can she act stuck
oh,
up?
Oh wow! You know what?
You're the friend.
He's like,
what are you pointing at, dude?
You're the friend here,
huh?
Yeah,
yeah
I
you.
Would say I could.
Okay,
Murphy
so
she ain't here.
So
put me on blast like that.
Hell yeah,
right.
Go ahead. Hey, what did you say? Keeping it real, huh?
All right. That's when keeping it real goes wrong.
That's when he starts walking wrong.
I see, I see. So you can admit you can be stuck up, right?
Yeah.
Go work at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Oh,
wait a minute. They're nice up there.
Fuck them.
Nah, okay. Sometimes
but
they're
yeah, they're nice because they like you. Yeah.
They just don't want me to rob.
The caffeine.
Holy
though.
Shit! Black man drink coffee! Don't
chai tea! Chai tea right away!
Yes, sir, Mr. African American, sir.
Let me Do you want yours dark black?
Zimbabwe!
Or with cream?
He walks in, he's like, I like a tall black, and they're like, dude, you got a mirror?
I'm sorry, that was a short black.
Yeah, I was about to say, like.
But at Starbucks, their shorts are tall to make you feel good.
Okay.
I didn't say vente black.
I know. I got what you were talking about. I knew what you were talking about. That's fucked up. That was unnecessary.
I was using Starbucks lingo and all.
You were the man right there. Got me.
Yeah, they don't make enough.
Yeah, they do. They get insurance.
But I have insurance. I'm a full-time student. So.
Oh, see, that's nice.
Yeah. That's the only reason why I quit, because I drew blood.
You drew blood.
Yeah, I was a phlebotomist. I went to school.
A phlebotomist.
I never even knew there was a name for it.
It was, flat bottom. I'm a phlebotomist.
It's all on top. But they weren't going to work around my school schedule. Or they couldn't, like, work around my school
schedule.
You got
one class.
So.
Wow, you took...
I'm taking four classes.
I just fucking...
Four classes, 3 credits each, 12 hours.
I'm sorry.
Well, actually, one's like 4 credits. It's over 12 credits.
I'm so glad, too, because I just did fucking 3 exams. Tuesday,
right,
Wednesday,
today
Thursday.
Was my last day.
I know, so we got to go back to the story. Okay. All right, I'll bring it up. So we're down at Moondoggies on Rainbow and Oki, which... You have to look for, I think it was El Pollo Loco, was it next?
El Pollo Loco was next to
Wiener
Schnitzel.
Wiener
Schnitzel.
And a Starbucks.
Yeah.
And a Starbucks.
So,
I got lost.
We get there, and the first band to go on was Take. And Take did an excellent job. That little
it
girl.
Sucks that they had to leave.
The little girl did good. Hanson? Oh, I never called that boy Hanson again.
Never going to call him
Hanson
boy
again?
He
rocked.
He umbopped that shit, huh?
he was jamming. And they were, yeah, they were. They did a good job. The only thing I like. I mean, they did a great job, but I just hate that it was so early because it wasn't a whole lot of people in at the time where they were. You know, the people start getting in midway through their
right.
the show, but the show had to, you know, we had to do the show.
Yeah, you had to keep going.
You had to keep going. So, you know, they did a real great job and everything like that. Of course, you wasn't there, and that's when Murphy was actually sharing the microphone. You know, he was actually split a time
at the
very beginning of the show. And
all right.
Scrappy was, well...
Somewhere.
Nowhere to be fucking found.
In the parking lot.
You know what? This was me on stage.
She was in the parking lot warming balls.
When?
When I was up there with y'all, when you're like, Scrappy, get up here, blah, blah, blah. And both of y'all had the mics, and I was just standing there.
Okay, but sometimes it's just presence.
Okay.
You know, sometimes it's just being there is perfect.
Just make everyone feel a little more comfortable right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, exactly. So, exactly.
Before you continue, I want to say big up to Oliver, Afro Thunder. Taking it out, man, because that was the first time I saw him since he recorded us a while ago, and I didn't even know he was in Take.
Oh, okay.
Real about it, so yeah, he did a great job.
Cool.
Is that his name? Afro Thunder?
I'm pissed because I missed it. I fucking missed everything almost, you know. So
yeah, he's a real quiet
Wait,
guy.
Wait, did you
he's
get
like,
to see Decaf
oh, yeah.
Mosh? Because that show was tight.
Well, I'm getting there. Goddamn, blow the whole fucking story. I'm trying to introduce them. You fucking ruining shit.
All right, well, keep going. Keep going as if she didn't talk. Like okay. Most people do.
So okay, Scrappy was nowhere being found. She's in the parking lot sucking someone's dick. But anyway, so so then them came on the stage, and all of a sudden, I think I saw like a flock of white bitches that I mean, they were just, oh my God. I'm serious. I swear you're going to get jumped by white bitches on the stage. Cause they were
Why
just
is
like,
it going to be white bitches?
Because dude. They are bitches. Oh, okay, white hoes. Okay, I thought you were going to get jumped by a bunch of white.
This
I'll tone it down from bitch to hoe. I apologize.
I don't know your name. Don't take offense. It's not to be sensitive.
But seriously, when he was on the stage, I saw white girls just all focused. They was like, oh my God. My dad would beat me so bad if he knew I won a stick. But
and that's
I mean,
for the
they,
big Indian dude, not me.
Now them was rocking. They filled up the stage, man.
Awesome.
I think you know, not so many, you know, because there's a lot of people that, of course, you know, everyone knew or whatever was there, but other people from the bar actually got off their ass to come on the stage,
some
which is very
mosh
which,
and rocket.
Yeah, which
that's
is
awesome.
Very few. And
well, considering the venue is some sort of like rundown hippie surf bar.
Yeah.
I was waiting for like line dancing and shit.
That's
like,
how they
I
look.
I was waiting for that. Dun,
you,
dun,
you are one for six.
Wow. Okay. You really missed the mark. If there's surfboards on the wall, I highly doubt line dancing is going to happen at all.
But they
there
all
were surfboards
they
on
all,
the wall.
They all like white. They all look like white trailer trash. But I'll talk about white people in about an hour. I'm going to go off of white people. White people got a pass 2 weeks ago. Okay. But anyway. So them was rocking it, and then of course they started mosh pitting, and I got my old ass in the mosh pit and was beating around, and then Scrappy almost knocked me over like 3 times. But the next morning I woke up, oh my God, I was so fucking stiff, I couldn't even move and shit. I was like, I'm never mosh pitting again.
He was head-banging though. Oh man, you look so bad. I was
rocking the shit out.
Nice.
I was like, I had to do a double take. I was like. Yeah, that's decaf. I went over there and I started doing my whole little thing. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at his face.
So you guys did a great job.
Thank
great
you.
Job.
Appreciate it.
But then it was that long stretch. And then, of course, I got a little pissed off about it. But we were handing out. The thing is, we're handing out prizes, right?
Right.
And it was. I don't know if I should say it there. Even I've been holding back on if I should say this or not. One thing is, I know a lot of people from the bar donated, which was great. But I think all the prizes went back to everybody who was
working
at the bar.
From the bar?
From the bar. So it's kind of like you really didn't have no incentive, you know what I mean? No one was like anticipating winning a gift because every gift
went back to
someone
bar.
That was working
like
at the bar.
The alcohol was going to the bartenders. I was like.
Yeah. And that's the thing.
But was that the name draw? Was that the raffle?
That was the raffle.
Okay, so that was purely by chance, but it still worked out
because they probably had the most
money to throw into the raffle. Okay.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like if I worked there, I would say, you know, if you're going to donate prizes, I would separate it. I would have with people who did pay, but, you know, is not part of the bar because it's just kind of like it killed the whole, you know, when you see everybody winning.
No one's friends won. No one in like the crowd won. They were all coming from
all
the bar.
From the bar.
Which, I mean, it was a raffle, so
right.
That's just how it works out. But yeah.
So it got to the point where you auctioned the quad. Nobody was excited. You know, no one was excited to win the quad because no one felt like they had a chance of winning. And sure enough, the person at the bar won it.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Won the worker. So it kind of, it was, you know, it was that then, well, certain people getting on stage and, you know, stretching out the whole taking off clothes bit. That was about, goddamn, what that seemed like? That seemed like
30
6 hours.
Yeah.
Where, you know, they were trying to get, you know, auction off, make money. They did make money.
Yeah, they made
for
money.
Trying to get, you know, to get girls off.
$60 for a shirt. I mean, but, I was like.
But they auctioned so long. It's just like, you know, get it off or whatever. But, you know, Murphy, want to stretch it out, 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 stretch it out. I try.
That was pretty much there. Like, I had the mic.
Yeah, and Scrappy was like.
No, bullshit. Okay.
No. I'm not saying because you didn't try to talk.
Oh, it's but
you
because
you couldn't talk.
But I got a little bit in, and then like 5 minutes into it, the mic was off to somebody else. You know, so like, I think we need to organize that better next time.
Yeah, but you were drama queen that night anyway. But anyway, everybody was drama queen.
I was just late. Fuck you.
I was a drama queen too. But
not
so,
me's.
So during
getting fucked up.
Yeah, you were. The parking lot was like, how fast did I drink that beer?
Oh,
like
man, I was hating on you, dude.
4 seconds.
Damn,
I checked the beer like 4 seconds.
I was like, your heart's going to go out. I'm like, you need to slow
like,
that
hey,
shit down.
Hey, dog,
it's got to catch up to the liver.
I was looking over there. I was like, this nigga's still drinking? It's gone. Last time I offered this nigga a beer, put me to shame.
It was
decaf, funny. Stack more paper, and get more hoes, and whatever. I mean, nothing.
Are we still planning on doing like a Jillian show?
I'm not gonna talk about the show. So during that time, that's when, you know, we were calling Trencher a bitch and everything on stage, and
yeah, I got a couple phone calls.
Yeah, then you showed up and it came back, and it's really hard not having you there at the beginning because you do set the tone. You know what I mean? It was kind of like it was fucking just. Scattered, you know. The only thing we had in line is when the bands were going to go on. Everything else was kind of like, well, maybe we should do a raffle now, or maybe we should do an auction now. And it wasn't, you know, nothing was really put together. But, and it was partly me too because I did come late. I was supposed to come earlier. I had to get there too, right before the show because I had my brother had a birthday party. He fucking texted me at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, come to my fucking party. You know, so I was like, all right, so. So I was mad, and we, you know, we had the parking lot. I call it the below zero discussions outside, right? And Scrappy started turning red when we're talking. Her cheeks would start turning
just
red.
Just get colder
so,
and
it was so
colder
cold
and colder.
Outside. But she was hot, so I don't think she felt the cold. I mean, she was literally mad hot. But, you know, and then I brought everybody out. We talked whatever. But I still want to apologize to Son Krillin for making the wait so long. And I think a lot of people left before he even got to do his performance, and I, you know, I apologize about that, but overall I think it was great. But now, what's your take of the
Are we gonna do a February show at Jillian's?
Well, we don't know yet. Right now we're still looking into it. Once we do have more information, though, we will throw it up on the website, of course.
I think
about
we should focus more on the bands and less on
We're gonna have to.
Yeah,
we will not be able to get away with half of the shit we normally get away with.
Well, I know some
Jillian's.
More people who I know more bands.
Yeah,
and
so
I'm sure Dim knows more bands.
No, he lives in a bubble. He's not going to know anybody. What the fuck? Of course he's going to know.
We got a few people that we can throw on this bill, but y'all going to have to get security.
Oh, wow. Like
we're going to be stomping niggas out. y'all just had Dim said. Y'all don't know about Rule of Thumb yet. Who's Rule playing tonight at Cheyenne Saloon? Plug. And Fall in Vegas. Broken In, all these cats that, yeah, you don't want us to set up a show.
Yeah, you not only need security, but you need the state militia,
right? Better get them Hells Angels.
These niggers are breaking out and they're running wild.
Taking over
at a jillions, you know. Oh my God, they're on the bowling alley.
Oscar Gooba's like, keep them in. People are showing the fuck up. Keep them in.
People are coming down in the Annapolis. Come on down.
Somebody get that nigga decaf off the pit. He's supposed to be running the show.
Whoever did security though was so nice.
Yeah, he was a cool guy. He was real nice.
Really
guy.
Cool. I mean, like Francis had won a bottle of alcohol and. He was like, "Where are you ladies taking that after the show?" And like, I'm just like, "Not to your house." You know, like.
You just said he was nice. You're just gonna deprive the dude. Of that
Duke in the chat room is asking if it's a paying gig. Unfortunately, no.
Jason got paid.
Charity.
Someone got paid. Hey. So yeah, I know that. Yeah, no.
You might see tits, but
maybe. But I doubt that nothing. Either. We didn't see anything, you know.
Some old bullshit.
Yeah, uh-oh. What's her face?
Oh, pasties.
But yeah, didn't she?
Yeah.
She took them off.
Yeah, no, she never took off the pasties.
Oh, because I thought I saw a bunch of guys like.
Oh yeah, they were. But she was wearing pasties that had money printed on them.
Right. Yeah. Oh, okay.
And what about the one family? The one with the dog. Oh, don't talk about it.
No. Good.
No.
Why?
Because that was just a disappointment all day.
All that.
So, she gonna do?
She had a bra underneath.
Yeah,
that bra.
That's what pissed me off because it's like 3 hours later and she still got clothes on. I was like, this motherfucker here.
But she would have took her bra off, you weren't gonna see shit. She had two bras on.
I just.
Okay. So I mean,
never,
like.
Never mind. I think I just said that, but that's
so.
Cool.
So Juke is asking here in the chat room, charity for what? And what we did last Saturday was we had a charity for. Oh, God. The whole long name basically is Jason's Fight for Life. And what we put together was a bar show, basically, with us, Spankwagon, kind of supposedly running the whole thing. And Take, who's been guest in the show, Dim, guest of the show, and, of course, Son Krillin, guest of the show, performing throughout the night. We also had a bra and panty auction. We also had raffles. So that was the show.
I was waiting for someone to buy my drawers. I brought
somebody was about to take out mine. I was like, I just got off stage.
I bought it.
Just all sweaty and drippy shit.
These are fermenting.
Put him in the washing machine. It breaks.
And I also got to get a shout out to my man Wes because he did get on stage and he did a lot of things too, and keeping things rolling when things was kind of getting stagnant on stage. But most of all, I think, I don't know. I think I give myself credit. I think I delivered a good speech for being so fucked up as I was at the end of the show when we closed.
Oh, yes.
That's what I'm good at. I'm kind of good at just trying
kissing
to
your own ass. Yeah.
Stroking my ego.
No one else is going to do it. He's got to do it for himself.
Over.
I had to. Oh, and the whole time that you were trying to explain. What the Stan Lee shirt was even for, or the, you know, the story behind it. Murphy kept the, but sounds like Murphy, just tell the mic
away from him. We're gonna have to like reduce his mic time.
Yeah, de-mic him.
Yeah, like because you have no power over that mic. Like you just kind of got to karate chop his ass and take the mic and shit.
Just chop him in the throat. Real
just
quick.
Chop him. You know, like all three of us. Like you know what? Just.
Oh, did you guys like the badges?
Oh, I got mine hanging up in my room. I showed that off. I'm like, look, I'm VIP.
My boy grabbed my badge. You know, my son grabbed the badge. He's like, ooh, look, it's daddy. Puts it on, runs around the house with my badge on. So, yeah, that was fun.
He's like, daddy, what's spank. Spank.
He can't read yet.
Wag. Hey, Daddy, what's this?
Quick, man.
Yeah, he's three, so far we're pretty good with him not being able to figure it. It's when I have to explain to him, Daddy, I heard you say cunt. Oh, dear, we've got a problem.
No, we were talking about country, so.
Hey, there you go. You it must have clipped. It must have dropped off. It's the internet. Totally unfaithful. You can't believe in it. Better not have it in your room.
Does he hear the show? Like, if your wife's playing it?
No, she won't play it around him.
Okay.
She won't play it around
She's
him.
Smart.
Yeah.
No. Well, you never say fuck on the show.
No, I never say fuck on the show.
But you do. And.
Oh, I'm about to say a whole bunch of fucks in a little while. Uh-oh. About 25
Duke's asking
minutes.
Here, what kind of bands? Shit.
Everything.
How would you? Okay, first, you're in the studio, Dim. What kind of a band is Dim?
We are a metal band mainly. Like to call it horror metal, but it's basically all metal. Just very heavy, very dark, very black.
And I think Take is sort of
hardcore,
political hardcore.
Yeah, very good.
What
band,
do they call the hardcore with the conscience is what they kind of call themselves.
Hardcore,
and then Sun.
They're not
Krillin.
Kicking girls in the pit, so
no.
Yeah, that's good.
That's decaf. And of course, Sun Krillin.
Slap a white bitch.
Hip hop. You know, and how many people
they
were
danced.
Up on the stage? How many? Yeah, we were
there
watching.
Were three. It was Enigma, Treble, and Sun Krillin. Yeah.
G Squad.
So.
and then after they were all, I swear to God, it was like Thriller broke out.
Oh,
after
no, like,
they're all
doing like wait
all,
a minute.
They're all going Boys to Men.
Oh,
and
I
shit.
Love it when they dance, dude. That's
wow.
Like,
it's so
hard. No.
Say goodbye.
They dance really well. So maybe even if we get, you know, we can get some more hip hop on the bill.
Hey, who knows? We can get a little bit of anything. I mean, yeah. I figured
Cornerstone.
Okay, we does
plug
security
dark metal. Cornerstone is a hip hop rock band that my brother is the lead singer of. So,
oh, there you go.
Who just played with Head PE, by the way? So,
cool.
Yes, sir.
Who?
Head. Oh wow, that's the second who I've heard. Who? And you're really high fiving the wrong person there.
Nice.
We're gonna have to school you guys on some Head PE right there.
I don't know.
You got herpes?
Head.
Head?
Head. Like head.
Like doing head?
Yeah.
What Murph like, sucks on? Your head?
Like what you were doing last week in the parking lot, still be on the stage?
Nasty.
Anytime I call Scrappy, and Scrappy's not around, you know, only get 5 seconds to call you out before Murphy starts talking to get in the stage.
Like,
so
Scrappy's
Scrappy.
Yeah,
like, Scrappy.
He's like, oh, yeah, well,
stand
fucker.
On the stage and just, well, stand there.
Oh, he told you to run. Just have your titties bounce.
I was not about to run. Like, if it would have been maybe like a long run, but it was like 2 feet from the
little. You wasn't going to run shit. You barely even wanted to walk it. Roll your eyes. Here's a
I was not. Anyway. So you had a story, right?
Oh, wait a minute. No, that's after the fact.
Yeah.
we'll get to that stuff in a bit. So, yeah, that was the live show. And actually, I'm really upset that I had to miss most of it.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it really did kind of irritate
Where'd
me.
Where'd you come in? Did you come in? Did you even get to see Dim at all?
No, I didn't get to see Take or Dim.
No,
I came in the middle of, assuming, I think it was the middle of the auction.
Yeah, it was the middle of the long
3 hours later.
Three hours later.
3 hour fucking, you know, auction with a bunch of girls that didn't show shit.
I don't see you taking anything
Still
off.
Mad.
Who?
You kicking folks.
Because no one's going to pay money to see
Ed,
my tits.
The nice thing is, though.
I guarantee you that.
The nice thing is, though, the feedback I got is we only pissed off 2 to 3 people as opposed to 10 to 15 people like we did our last show. So that's always a good thing. Good. We didn't piss off nearly as many people.
Victory for speaking.
Yeah, last time we pissed off a lot of people at our show.
Ooh, a lot of people. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to cut to a break and get to the rest of the show. Let's see. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio, baby. And you got to say it like you mean it, goddammit. You're going to learn.
We'll be back.
Death Row, what a brother, no, once again, back is the incredible Rhyme Animal, the uncannibal Thief, public enemy number one, 5-4 said freeze, and I got numb, can I tell him that I really never had a gun, but it's the wax that the Terminator X-Bun, got it, got me in a cell, cause my records they sell, cause a brother like me said, well, Farrakhan's a problem, and I think you wanna listen to
do, what they can say to you. What you ought to do is follow for now. How are the people say, make a miracle, keep up the lyrical. Black is back, all in, we're gonna win, check it out.
Yeah, y'all, come on.
Here we go again.
Turn it up.
The brother is madder than mad at the fact that's corrupt like a senator. Soul on the road, but you treat it like soap on the rope, cause the beats and the lines are so dope. Listen for lessons I'm saying inside music that the critics are blasting before. They'll never care for the brothers and sisters right across the country has us up for the war. We got to get them straight.
Come on
now, they're gonna have to wait
till we get it right.
Radio stations like question their blackness, they call us a black, but we'll see if they'll play this.
Turn it up! Bring the noise!
In front of me, the crowd runs to me, my DJ is warm, he's X, I call him Norm, you know, he can cut a record from side to side, so with the ride, the glide, some people safer than a suicide. Soul control beat is the father of your rock and roll, music for what you're for which, and you call a band, man, making the music, I'm music, but you can't do it, you know, you call demo,
but we ride demos too,
what you gonna do, rap is not afraid of you, beat is for Sonny Bono,
beat is for Yo
Bono, run the MC for saying a DJ couldn't be a band, stand on his own feet, get you on your seat, beat is for Eric B and LL as well, hell,
wax is for Anthrax,
still like your rock bell, ever forever, universal and will sell, time for me to exit, Terminator exit,
turn it up!
Stand my man, the beat's the same when I post those. Rock with some pizzazz, it will last, why it was. Roll with the rock stars,
you never get accepted as.
We got to plead the fifth, we can't investigate. Don't need to wait, get the record straight.
Hey,
Monty in effect, got flavor, Terminator. Exercise checks, play to get paid. We got to check it out, that on the avenue. A magazine or two is dissing me and dissing you.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
governor Pete Wilson, you know, the baddest governor to ever grab a mic and go boom. Give me a budget, watch me hack it. Give me a beat and I'll show you how to jack it. I give the rich a giant tax loophole. I leave the poor living in a poop hole. At a time when AIDS is in a crisis, I cut healthcare and I raise prices. Sales tax, snack tax, excise tax, information tax with a newspaper tax. It's the pocketbooks of working families. Increased tuition at the universities. One day I'll command all of you. Even your kids are gonna pray to me in school. Soon I'm going to be the president. You might remember the last one this state sent. California, Uber-alas. California, Uber-alas. California, Uber-alas. California, Uber-alas. Surprised to know the great communicator. Wanna be known as the great incarcerator. I'll blow environmentalists away, and I'll be the Fuhrer someday. I keep cutting public education, even though we rank 45th in the nation. I've got a plan for the minorities. Send them to the California Youth Authorities. From San Francisco Urban Elementary to Pelican Bay State Penitentiary. There they can work for the master race and always wear a happy face. Close your eyes, it can't happen here. Big brother and his squad cars coming near. Come enjoy the surf and sun and keep California number one. California, Uber Alice. California, Uber Alice. California, Uber Alice. California, Uber Alice. Knock, knock at your front door, let's have big fun. It's a sway down secret police. They come to your house for your long-haired niece. Gonna take her off to a camp, cause she's been accused of growing hemp. Don't you worry, it's only a shower. And now for your clothes, here's a pretty flower. Gonna die in malathion gas. The serpent's egg has already been hatched. People starving, living in the streets, because they try to mess with me, President Pete. California, Uber Alice. 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 California, Uber Alice.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online at the new Spank Wagon website. The all-new, refreshed, looking good. Finally works, does something worthwhile, not as boring as the old version.
Yes, the old version sucked ass.
www.spankwagon.net. We're going to want to open the phone lines up right now. We want people to call in. Let us know what you're thinking. We're going to get to a few different topics here. A little bit of news. Phone lines 1-866-587-6257. That's 1-866-LV-ROCKS. So that's cool. Sorry the break took too long. I got talking on the pro wrestling. Wes and myself. Christ. Yeah, it's over. I'm a smark. I can't. You know, I mean, it, one thing is you know, to know what's going on in the TV. But when you actually know people like in indie wrestling, that's a totally different world.
Yeah. Independent wrestling. Throwback. Indie wrestling, is that what it is?
Indie wrestling.
Sir, yes, sir.
Those people, they're doing it purely for the love of doing it. There's no money in it. There's a lot of injury in it.
So people just go beat the shit out of each other.
It's basically internet radio with nails and hammers.
Damn.
Just think of it that way.
You can get Scrappy in there. Put her in the ring.
Make her a ring girl.
She said she was going to kick my ass if I became a wrestler.
He's not allowed to wrestle.
He's not allowed to wrestle?
She can't be a cop, so.
Why can't you be a cop?
Because he can't be a wrestler.
Okay.
He thinks he has that right to tell me, but no.
Yeah.
All right, so let me ask this then. And then we'll move on to other stuff.
You want to be a cop?
And not a cop. I want
to
be.
She wants to be a rent-a-cop.
She wants to have a gun and be able to shoot anybody she wants. That's basically.
Oh, so then you don't want to work at Whackin' Nuts or Whackin' Hut or wherever that is. Security. Whackin' Hut Security. I'm going to beat you with my flashlight, pal.
Don't you run from me, bro.
Dude, I'm sorry. But Whackin' Hut, you know what, dude? If I could get in my where I work, 80 is the youngest age.
I see you.
Everett's a great guy. He's so nice, but he's 84 years old.
84?
How safe do you feel? Like, young man.
Let me tell you.
You know, like, old man, put your teeth back in. You ain't got shit.
They had a security guard at West Las Vegas Library, right?
Right.
You know what West Las Vegas is.
Oh, yeah.
Shitty neighborhood, right? The dude can walk on his own. He used shit to walk around tables to hold himself up to get around.
West Las Vegas Library, wonderful jewel of Lake Mead Boulevard.
Turn that goddamn jungle music off.
Oh, my God.
We hung 16 of you playing that shit.
Oh, my God. You know what I feel is coming on?
I feel it, too. Motherfucking crack! I'll hold on for a second. Hold on, I'll let my music play and shit. All right, because this shit pissed me. I can't even fucking talk. I'm so pissed off about some shit I just heard, man. I don't know what the fuck. All right, I'm ready. I ain't gonna talk about no white bitches. Fuck a bitch. White bitches gonna stay bitches. They all hoes. We all know that. I ain't gonna talk about that. Now, 2 weeks ago, I gave white people a pass. Remember that, out of the generosity of my heart. I let you crackers off for 2 weeks. And in 2 weeks, y'all happened to piss me off again. Now, how the fuck did that happen? Well, let me tell you how it fucking happened. It's called the goddamn Mitchell Report. Yes, the fucking Mitchell Report. Now, they got all these fucking motherfuckers on steroids, getting big heads like Barry Bonds and shit. But see, it's a difference, though. When it comes to Barry Bonds, oh, you know, that fucking nigga, he's like, oh, he's this and that. He's a piece of shit, this and that. He's cheating in the sport. He's this and that. Oh, he should be banned. They should put an asterisk next to his name. Oh, now happy to see we got the white boy, Roger Clivens. Yes, one of the all-time pitching leaders. And what do they do on TV? SportsCenter, 920 ESPN Radio, every fucking show. Well, see, what it is that, you know, he was just getting older and he just needed to stretch out his career. And you know, they defending this cracker motherfuckers doing the same shit that Barry Bonds did. And it sickens me to see this shit, you know, because I bring it up to people. It's like, this is not a race issue. This is not a race issue. This is not a, it is a goddamn race issue, motherfucker. When you Barry Bonds, you call a nigga that's cheated, right? When you Roger Clemens, you are stretching out your career. And it just fucking sickens me. I just sit here all day and for 2 days. I argue with people about this point. And people always want to, you know, turn me, well, Barry Bonds was an asshole. Barry Bonds was. And I'm like, well, so I give a fuck. If Roger Clemens went door to door and delivered Bibles to everybody's house and he's doing steroids just like Barry Bonds is doing steroids. How can you separate one person's crime from another person's crime because he has a better personality? he's still doing the same shit. You know, that's like having someone someone that's sweet as, you know, sweet as pie fucking kill your brother, but then you have a mean motherfucker kill your brother, but you want to punish the other dude more, and they did the same fucking crime. But anyway, okay. Ooh, let me take it down a couple of notches. I think I got a little heated up. I'm starting to scare you. Scrappy started slurping the drink. She backed up. She put her headphones down. She's like, I can't handle all that. I can't handle all that black man. She can handle that shit in the parking lot last week. She can handle that black man right now, though. She was stuck in her shit like she was choking on a fucking snake pipe. But anyway, all right. Whew. I'm cool now. I'm glad I got another brother in the studio. You know, I know he knows how black people get dogged and white people don't. All because there's only white 10 good athletes in the history of sports.
Hey, Barry Bonds might be an asshole, but he's got a point there. Roger Clemens ain't got nothing on Barry Bonds.
It's the same shit.
He's still on that bullshit.
All of them, everybody who did steroids, they're all fucking dirty. Every one of them. You can't separate one from another based on fucking personality. You know what I mean? Or if you like them or don't like them. Or, you know, and I know that you only got 10 white athletes. You know, you got Larry Bird and you got like 8 others. But I'm sorry, but Roger Clemens is a dirty motherfucker. Mm-hmm. He dirty. So call him what he is. Don't let him go. Don't give him a pass, white man. I know you pissed. I know Barry Bonds is happy as a motherfucker. He's drinking a Slurpee like y'all is drinking.
Yes!
Yes! They got that cracker. You know he's happy. But anyway, that's it for the darker perspective. And I know we're going to talk about it a little bit more because I'm still a little bit hyped up. But we can tone the music down so Scrappy can put her headphones back on.
Woo! You know...
You gonna be all right there?
That's why he got the water. He's like pouring it all on himself. He's like, ah. All right, you know what? Okay, the Mitchell Report came out yesterday and named about what? 60, 70 people, I believe?
Yeah.
It's a 400 fucking page report. I have yet to read page 2. Here's the gist, though. Everything that I've heard. One, all these players, black and white and Mexican, good players, bad players, players. They all did it. Here's the thing, and this is my honest to God opinion. One, you know what? The Barry Bonds thing versus Roger Clemens, yeah, there's some. It's different. Two reasons. One, Roger Clemens was never close to any fucking major fucking record. Okay? Barry Bonds was close to that hallowed record. That's the home run.
That's the white man's excuse. That you guys always slip that shit on me. For the same crime.
Time out. You're absolutely right. It is such a fucking crime that Barry Bonds is stealing a very hallowed title from another black man.
Man, that's not my.
You want to bring race into it?
No,
bring race.
I don't care if he steals another man. If that's not
people
the point.
Embraced Hank
my,
Aaron.
My title,
and Barry Bonds is getting dogged for, and Barry Bonds is getting dogged for taking the title, and that he should. Okay,
because he was on steroids.
But that's not the point. The point is, don't fucking cover up for one person and then leave another person out to fucking hang.
I will absolutely agree with that. Yeah, same thing goes in like. The name on the list that really, really upset me, that I went, oh, you got to be fucking kidding me. Eric Gagne.
Yeah, I know.
The former closer for the Dodgers, went to the Red Sox, roids. That, you know, and you know the reason. The reason was so he can get healthier quicker so that way he can play long. No, you know what? He did it the wrong way.
Rehab.
But see, and the thing is that, you know, I was talking to Carla, and she was like, well, you need to take away people's records and this and that. But I mean, so many players, and there's so many players that did it that probably didn't even get caught. You can't really go backwards. And that's what I'm trying to say is like, everybody wants to go backwards and like, well, we should put an asterisk this or take back that. No, you can't fucking do it.
Don't go backwards because you can't prove it anything. You know,
the only thing you could do is get strict punishment and thereon.
Now, here's the funny thing. Mitchell Report did say don't punish the players. Let them learn from their mistakes and move forward. But, of course, Bud Selig's just been made an ass. You know, anything that he's done.
Made? He's been an ass.
Well, yeah. Anything that he's tried to do, whether it's interleague play or the playoff system or anything like that, that he's tried to make good with baseball, trying to recover from the strike, flush down the toilet. His name will now be associated with the worst era. And they actually say that the era of steroids started about 93, about when Selig came in. Of course, you know, the strike didn't help any. And after the strike, everybody was like, oh, look, you know, one white guy using human growth hormone and having man tits is going up against a, Puerto Rican or Haitian? I can't remember. Whatever Sosa was. you know, so going up against Sosa, who, ethnic. You know, for yeah, what are ethnicity?
white guys are bowlers. That was the Duke.
The Duke, nice. Yeah. Good job, Duke. But the point is, though, is, you know, they said, oh, wait, it's this kind of stuff that's bringing fans in, so now we got to be that player. Or, of course, the injuries. You know, we're talking about pro wrestling. Pro wrestling is going through this as well as steroids.
Yeah, with the roids.
They
fucking up.
Well, they use it two reasons. One, to bulk up and look fucking massive. Okay? To look like a fucking He-Man action figure. Testicles and all. Small. Secondly.
Except for Matt Stryker, which is a big problem with me.
Yeah. Secondly, though. Nasty. You know, you got to deal with the injuries. The fact that you are working 6 days out of the week and taking bumps and falling off ladders and, you know, you're falling on your back getting clotheslined every fucking night of the week. You're going to get hurt. There's no off season. So they take the roids to keep healthy.
And the thing is, and I try to tell people, when I brought on this show, I brought this point up. I said, sports is entertainment. And if you don't have asses in the seat, you're not getting a fucking check. And then people That's true. That. And people knew after the baseball strike that they was going to need something huge to bring baseball back from, you know, from his decline. Okay. And so the home run contest was the only way they really did it.
You're right. But let me ask you this question. Now, college football and college basketball, college sports, they could seem to put asses in seats. Now, I know a lot of those asses are students' asses or alumni asses, okay?
Isn't that cheaper, though, too? Is it?
A little bit of that, a little bit of cheaper, a little more economical. But the simple fact is you can tell these your kids are not juicing yet. They're doing something, but they're not juicing yet.
But what I don't understand is how they associate steroid use with the performance. I mean, you're a basketball player, you use a little steroids, it ain't going to make you shoot better.
No, it isn't. It
didn't happen to Shaq.
Yeah.
No.
So. And the thing is they use Jose, like one of my coworkers used Jose's Canseco and his brother. His brother and Jose both did steroids, but his brother couldn't hit shit.
No.
He could hit a fucking ball, the steroids didn't make him
No,
hit
you're
the
right.
Ball he got the
accurate.
Brains, Jose just got fucked.
And yet Jose still wrote the book.
Oh, yeah.
He still wrote the book.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing is, though, is across the board, and I'll agree, it's not just the players. It's like you said in the report on TV. It wasn't in a vacuum. The management, the ownership, the trainers,
they all
everyone knew.
They all fucking knew.
No one, you know, and I'm sorry, even with some steroids, you get the back knee. Hey, that's interesting. You know, you know. The player's playing a little different. Barry Bonds, and I'm going to bring back Barry Bonds because the obvious thing was the hat size. You know, you look at photos of him from when he started to now, way different, way big change. And we got a caller on this one. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Yeah, I think that Chris Benoit guy totally got a bad rap.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm going to speak on this real quick. Hey, Chris Benoit is actually
dead.
Wow. was actually one of my favorite wrestlers. I'm gonna be
actually
totally
it's the callers too.
That is like the pinnacle of wrestlers to me.
Well, you're right, but the pinnacle of wrestlers had to take steroids for health and wellness because he had to stay on the fucking road to make money.
That's true. But
it's again
that does not exclude him from taking out his wife and kid. I'm sorry.
No, you're right.
It is
you're
what
right.
It is.
That's what steroids leads to.
I don't think the steroids made him take his wife and kids. I think depression of being on the road, working the schedule,
exactly.
and his own mental illnesses were doing it.
And
I've never heard of steroids causing people to go nuts.
Why do you feel he had a bad rap?
Now, wait a minute. What do you mean you've never heard of that? You never heard of the concept of roid rage before?
Yes.
The guy was obviously mentally unstable, and again, I say that as a huge Chris Benoit fan, but the guy had anger issues. There have been documented issues of him having problems out in the past.
But
I mean,
short-term
it's
anger
not,
issues don't premeditate murder.
Didn't
no,
Dahmer have,
think,
like, voices in his
I think long-term issues with his relationship with his wife, long-term issues with the possible health care of his son. The guy just couldn't take it anymore, and he just snapped. And it's unfortunate that he took his wife and his kid out with him.
Yeah. Well, it's like I always say, if he did live like O.J. lived, would he have taken, you know, the abuse that O.J.'s taken, since it's never race-related?
OJ's a different story. OJ's a different story, but I think had Chris Benoit killed his family and then lived, I think he probably would have killed himself in jail. I don't think he ever would have seen trial.
But you're saying he got a bad rap for murder. I don't believe in that. I mean, like, killing your wife and your kid and then taking out yourself does not exclude you any. Saying that he had a bad rap, it doesn't make sense to me.
No.
I just, as a big Chris Benoit fan, you have to, and again, I guess it's wrestling and kayfabe, you have to separate the wrestler from the individual.
That's true.
You know, just because of the fact that, yeah, O.J. Simpson did decapitate his own wife and another guy doesn't detract from the fact that he was, you know, one of the greatest football players of all time that did win a Heisman. Just because Chris Benoit, in fact, killed his family and himself doesn't detract from the fact that in the ring, he was a consummate professional and backstage, he was considered to be one of the greatest people out there. I mean, there's the story of the guy walking in, the new kid, and they never said who it was, but I got a funny feeling who it was, and saying something to Ric Flair completely inappropriate, and Chris Benoit making the guy do 1,000 squat thrusts right then and there. Chris
so
Benoit
who's knocking him as a wrestler?
I'm sorry?
Who's knocking him as a wrestler?
No one.
Well, I think a lot of people have taken it to that extreme, and Chris Benoit is a guy who's going to get a bad rap the rest of his life. You're never going to remember him as the guy who was told by Vince, or the guy that was told by Eric Bischoff that he would never hold the belt, to only turn around, not only win the belt in WCW, but to win the belt ECW and WCW. He'll never be remembered as the guy who had the greatest best of seven series against Booker T. He'll never be remembered as the guy who broke down in tears when he won the championship belt in Madison Square Garden and had his wife and son come in the ring and he cried with them. No, he's going to be remembered as the guy that snapped and took out his family, and that's unfortunate.
It's actually kind of funny because that's my last name, too. And before his little roid rage and he killed his family, everyone's like, whoa, are you related to Chris Benoit? And I'm not, but I'd be like, nah. But it was just that, like, excitement. Now it's like you get dirty looks, and they're like, are you related to that wrestler who killed his family?
Let's bring it back
and
to,
I'm like, oh, my God.
Let's bring it back to the baseball. I know that you have read, or at least have read, the names of the report. What name surprised you and disappointed you?
Me?
Yeah.
You know who this is?
Yes, Murphy.
Yes, we do know who this is.
There's got to be one name there that you know stands out and is fucking killing me.
Name it.
Paul LaDuca.
Knew it.
Paul LaDuca. Okay. This year, two of my personal heroes have been ripped out of me. First, Chris Benoit, and now Paul LaDuca. Paul LaDuca, who was the heart and soul of that team, turned out to be the drug pusher and enabler. That is fucking killing me. The guy who meant everything to baseball, who, in my opinion, epitomized what a ball player should be. The guy spent 9 years with the Albuquerque Dukes. Turns out the only reason he was there so long is so he could get everybody else on the roids. That is a fucking disappointment. I can understand it from a point of view where, you know, catcher's knees get torn up. Yes. Does that excuse it? No.
No.
Well, the thing is, okay, it's like I wrote in my statement on the board, in this country, the whole motto of the country is America, is that we're the best. We're the best at everything. Every time we in the Olympics, we got to win the gold medals. We win silver, we ain't fucking good enough. You know, fuck the German gymnast and shit. You know, we should be number one in every fucking thing. And when you're in a country where, you know, your whole job is to put asses in the seat, of course, as managers, your whole thing is you're going to ignore steroids. You're going to push them because the whole point is you're going to make money. And if you're not making money, then why the fuck are you there? And it all depends on wins. You know, people want to say, you know, it's teamwork. It's about, you know, having the fans or whatever. It's about wins and losses and fucking money. And so, you know, of course players are going to, you know, do steroids and, you know, and maybe they really don't want to, but to know that you're going to make, you know, get that $20 million contract for 4 years, you're going to fucking take them.
And that's my point is, okay, fine. You know what? If I were God for a day or King for a day, professional athletes only get paid a salary cap, unmodifiable, you can't get a luxury tax on it of $500,000. That's it. No matter what.
We wouldn't have any professional sports.
You sure wouldn't.
Well, you know, I think you would, because then you'd get the people who want to play. Now, it wouldn't be as good as it is.
Well, that's the whole point, that no one's going to show the fuck up.
But $500,000 a year, I mean, I think people would I think we'd still get a pretty good caliber of game. I think we'd get a good caliber of athlete. The thing is, though, is you're right. We want to be number one. We want to be the champions. We want to be the victors. But are we really? I mean, look at what you're cheating yourself out of by doing it in ways such as taking steroids and.
Oh, okay. See, that goes back to my comment of
your lifespan, and you're shortening your.
That's on them. That's another point that I was trying to make, that I was going to make earlier, but I kind of spaced it out. The whole situation is that not only are we trying to get those asses in the seats when it comes to these sports,
But basically, it's just it just comes to people not minding their own goddamn business. Who gives a shit if he's taking steroids? Yeah, it's a professional sport. That's fine. It doesn't go back to the steroids made him shoot better.
And the steroids
didn't make him run faster. That's not what it is.
Wes, there's a reason they're called performance enhancing drugs, because they do. When you play 182 games in a year, your shoulders and your elbows get tore up. If your guys are never as good at the end of the year as they are at the beginning. Watch guys like, good example, Jesus, would be like Sean Green. The guy has got a great swing. In the beginning of the year, it's solid, it's smooth. At the end of the year, it's not so great anymore because he's hurt and he's tore up. Steroids help the recuperative process. You may not swing the ball, you may not hit the ball further, but you'll continue to keep that muscle mass repairing itself so that you can have those same movements and you can have those same abilities throughout the entire season and throughout your career.
They do call it performance enhancers, but that's just a name. I can give you performance enhancers and you still can't shoot the ball. Like,
but here's the thing. He's not saying it's making him a better player. It's making him last longer.
Yeah. It's enabling him to continue playing. And, you know,
yeah, that's fine.
It is enhancing their performance.
100 years from now, we're probably going to have the same discussion, but it's not going to be, you know, drugs. It's going to be fucking robotics and cybernetics and nanobots.
Nanotechnology.
Repair the muscle.
Yo,
now, my question for you, Wes, is I saw you at that show. What are you on? Are you on the cream or are you on the clear? Because you are one big motherfucker.
That's all horse pills, sir. That's so you know.
Ashley Murphy, I have two questions for you.
How's the dog?
Two stops. Actually, yeah. Two questions.
Okay.
One, the first question is, just from a standpoint of what you've seen on the news, because I talked about it in my darker perspective, do you think that they left Barry Bonds out to dry, and rightfully so, and I'm not denying that, you know, whatever, but they are cuddling Roger Clemens?
Well, okay, you have to look at the people who are doing the majority of the reporting.
Everyone, the I know, thank you. Wes is playing the violin.
Everyone's like, rolled their eyes.
I'm telling you.
Okay. Everybody's quoting the same couple of articles, and those same articles are all from ESPN. Now, ESPN coddles anybody in a Yankee pinstripe uniform, okay? Doesn't matter.
No, don't put it on the Yankees team. I'm not putting it on that team. I'm not going that far. I'm going individual to individual. That's
well,
it. Without their personalities. Leave the personalities and personal this and that and who has records of this. Fuck that. I'm talking about, do you honestly see the difference of how they did Barry Bonds compared to how they cuddle Roger Clemens?
Oh,
that's all I want to know.
They're completely vilifying Barry Bonds, as they should, and they're leaving Roger Clemens alone like, it's all hearsay. It's all hearsay. They're being very apologetic towards it, and I can understand why. Again, though, you have to look at where the majority of the reporting is coming from, and it's coming from ESPN. And ESPN has a tragic history of sucking the cock of anybody in a Yankees uniform, and everybody else is wrong. They tried for the longest time to be the Barry Bonds cheering squad, but as soon as these indictments came down, there was nothing left of that. There's absolutely no chance of anything ever going well for these guys again. Now, will the same cloud that hangs over Barry Bonds hang over Roger Clemens? Yes. But as it will prevent Barry Bonds from getting into the Hall of Fame, I don't think it's going to prevent Roger Clemens from getting in the Hall of Fame. And it's unfortunate because it definitely should.
Okay, then my second question. Do you think that there should be, I mean, or even if it's even possible, to go back and do what everybody's saying, like take people's records or games away or put asterisks next to things. Is it even necessary, or should we just be at the point where, okay,
no,
it's fucked up, let's move on?
No, what happens here needs to be exactly as what's happening to Marion Jones. Marion Jones' entire Olympic record has been stricken from the books. As far as the Olympic committee and all professional sports and track and field are considering, there is no Marion Jones. And that's exactly what needs to happen with professional baseball.
She happens to be
anybody
a black woman
here that
put
is
as
found
an example.
To be using these drugs needs to be stricken from the record. Barry Bonds' record doesn't need to be amended with an asterisk. It needs to be removed. On the years that Roger Clemens won the Cy Young Award, there needs to be no winner.
Okay. Then in that case, how I know Mary Jones, and of course, one, because I'm not going to put race at two. Why she got her records erased, even though it is kind of that she got put as an example because other people have done it. No one, other people have not lost their records for steroids use. But on top of
now,
that.
Now, wait a minute.
Now,
hold on just a sec there. Hold on just a sec there. The reason that nobody has ever had their other records removed is because they haven't had as much evidence against them as they had with Marion Jones, and that's because Victor Conte, the guy who runs Balco, completely rolled over. Conte's going to start rolling over on everyone. It just so happens that it's starting with Marion Jones.
Okay.
You watch professional golfers.
Okay,
runners,
then if you
do it. The animal area with the Kentucky Derby. Balco is that deeply ingrained in sport.
Okay, then if you do it, how can you do it, and how can you do it justly? I mean, is it like anybody in the report? And what about people who are not in the report that have records for, you know, steroids that may come out 2 years later? Oh, we investigated this person, found out. I mean, how do you take away wins? Do you take away just their wars? Do you take away just their records? How could you honestly make a system where everybody that like 70 people are going to get punished?
I think I got that one. I think I got that one right now. First off, you can't. You,
I know, it's
for,
impossible.
For baseball, you can't. For track and field, no one watches that anyway. I mean, the only time the United States knows how to even spell the word Olympics is because it's that time of the year.
It's all over NBC every 15 seconds.
Exactly. That's it. As for baseball, you can't. What you need to do is basically have a zero day. You know, you're not recreating. You're not starting over. You're not erasing everything that's happened. You have to... You have to own it. You have to accept it. You have to take that shame.
Yeah,
and then
that's the only thing you can do.
You know, it's.
Nope, I can't agree with you on that one, Trencher. I think the records have to be gone through and they have to be expunged. You can't take the report as law because there's a lot of stuff in the report that's kind of conjecture. I think an independent committee needs to be commissioned and it needs to be. George Mitchell should not have anything to do with it. The George Mitchell report is a good starting point, but I think there needs to be an official investigation. Yep. Now, I've read the entire 500-page report. So I know exactly where things are coming from. Romanowski and McNamee, they both need to be pulled in. They need to be subpoenaed. This needs to be legal. Now, the only reason that Romanowski was even talking to George Mitchell is because he got arrested and federal prosecutors got his testimony, and that testimony is what the Mitchell report is based on, a lot of that. So I think a formal investigation needs to be launched, and these players need to be formally questioned. None of them got a chance to go before anyone because the Players Association said, oh, well, we didn't tell anybody not to. Yeah, but you didn't make it efficient for anybody to go and do it. Right. I think an official inquiry needs to be put out. Any player named in that report and any player suspected of it, honestly, at this point, should be subjected to questioning and should have legal representation. It should be handled almost like a trial.
Yeah,
if
but
you
at
are,
that,
in fact, found it, guilty by, even at this point, and I know everyone hates the government, but I think the United States at this point even needs an independent Department of Sports Integrity at this point. Make it a section of the DEA, for crying out loud.
Well, this is why
an independent company needs to come in.
This is what I don't understand. And this is why I've been trying to tell you guys for a year and a half how this sports is a fucking entertainment. I'm telling you, it's entertainment, but everybody takes it like, oh, it's this personal, you know, thing. These guys get paid to perform on the fucking field.
You
That's
know
all they
no,
do.
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you exactly why, and it'll make sense because it's Vegas. We have sports books.
Exactly. And people are winning and losing money out of their own pockets based on these players on these individual players' abilities.
Secondly,
it's just as bad as someone throwing the game. That's illegal. If you have knowledge of a fixed game and you bet on it, that's a felony. So if someone has knowledge of a fixed of a player being on the juice, that player is using illegal means to get over on the rest of the players. You know that the actual estimate of players on steroids in Major League Baseball is 7%. That means just 7% of guys is going out of their way to get over on the other 93, and that's not right.
Now, are you just like staying on the performance enhancements, or are you talking about drugs in general? Because I think that's a big issue as well.
Well, drugs in general, but right now we're focusing on the performance enhancement.
Yeah,
because
I don't think that's very fair at all. Anyway, because if that was the case, then there would be no sports.
You're right,
and I think they should focus on that when they talk about this situation. Because on top of that, people not minding their own business is what this whole situation is about. If they just left everything alone, if they just had them do what they had to do, make their money, then it would have been straight. But everybody wants to throw these.
But they're
going to
get pissed because they think so and so is better
than
so and so on their team.
You say let them mind their own business, but I don't think you understand is the fact that, you know, we're right now a nation of think of the children, think of the future, and what's happening is we're using I think, you know,
a
you
bunch
say
of
my,
old 50-year-old white men sitting at home using this as a fucking,
you know, you're stuff. Using it. They're using this as an example to the future generations. They're using this as an example to other athletes. They're using this as an example.
If they're using that as an example for the future of this children or the children that you say, they wouldn't post it on ESPN.
Okay, now here's
that's
the problem.
That's where it all comes out.
My son, Roger, looks up to Paula Dukas.
Man.
Trent has been in my backyard.
Hey,
Trent has been in my backyard on my knees talking to Roger, telling him to pitch just like we watched Paulie do. I'm down there ready to catch, and Roger's throwing.
Now you really take that shit that personal?
Well, but why do you got to tell your kid, oh, now he's on drugs? Like,
you telling
well,
us
that's
you?
What I'm talking about.
Is he going to understand
the man
that?
Has no integrity. Because he has no integrity for his
so how's your kid's pitch, right? So how's your kid's future based on this motherfucker taking steroids?
Yeah.
Just leave it off television open straight.
He is cheating.
So?
Welcome to the real
world. Everybody fucking cheats.
But that's the unfortunate part. If you guys really truly think that way, not everybody cheats. 93% of the baseball players out there don't. How is it fair to them? Now, you guys were all saying, you know, leave it alone, don't talk about it, and, you know, let it do its own course. No, you've got 93% of the people out there who are trying to do this the right way, who have their own guidelines to life, and they're trying to do it the right way.
How does it personally affect you?
They're trying to make the same amount of money the right way without cheating. So to that point, no, it has to be out there because you have to think of that 80 or that 93% who are doing it the right way. Secondly, it is sports. It is entertainment. It is not. It should never be your
life. In a federal
life.
Court?
Oh, no. Come on. If we arrest crackheads and cokeheads and we just had a big argument in the Supreme Court about the prison terms for crackheads versus cokeheads.
Hey.
I'm sorry.
Hey,
it's going to be in the
Supreme society,
Court.
You can't put athletes above everybody else.
No, you shouldn't.
And entertainers above everybody else in court. No, it is true. Entertainers and everybody gets less time than normal, regular people. So you can't turn around and want to put everybody in jail when you give everybody favoritism and everything else.
Now, Murphy Trencher, you guys were talking about – Murphy, you were talking about teaching your son how to pitch like Paulo Dukas, right?
How to catch.
I'm sorry. Well,
I want my son to actually pitch, and it's important that any pitcher knows exactly how being a catcher works.
Okay. Now, with that said, because he's playing, because Paul has obviously been caught doing steroids, does that take away from his form? Is that what you're saying? Because that's what your kid is teaching.
I don't want my son to almost idolize a player who can't play on his own skill.
Devil's advocate on this then. You don't want your son to idolize a player. Why should your son idolize a player to begin with? Idolizing is too extreme. Mimic.
Okay, idolize is maybe a bit. Maybe model his playing ability. After.
Okay, that I can go for.
And I don't want my son to sit there and say, oh, well, if my dad loves Paulo Dukas, is it okay for, I guess, and Paulo Dukas does steroids, and I guess it's okay for me to do steroids. I know that's a slippery slope, and it's a very Republican.
Right, we're gonna let Scrappy ask questions. He had like 2-3 questions that I've been wanting to hear, but no one gets to let her talk.
Okay,
pop, so go.
Your argument, just simple yes or no question. Don't
you're not going to get that.
Okay.
Okay.
Your argument is you don't want your son idolizing someone who's a cheater, right?
Exactly.
Okay, and 7% of people are on steroids.
That's right.
That's where, Trench, here you're getting your 93% of people aren't cheating.
Right.
Using steroids.
Well, 93% of people aren't cheating using steroids.
Using steroids.
Using steroids.
I would never teach my son to throw a spitball.
We're not talking about that. Go.
Okay, now we're getting off the subject. We're getting on to cheating. Okay, they're cheating using steroids, but how much of a percent of people are cheating other ways? There's more out there than just steroids.
Well,
exactly,
you know, 93% of people, and we should be more specific, aren't cheating using
steroids.
Steroids.
Okay, we'll put that out. Also in the chat room, Juke says, I don't think anyone should play sports unless they play to be the best that they can be without the use of drugs.
Exactly.
You know, and that's what it is. It's personal achievement.
I never knocked the situation. That is a very important situation with me because honestly, I think the same way that you guys do. But what I'm saying is that this media is blowing this out of proportion. Well, not blowing out of proportion because that's what it is. If they would have kept it low and not have ESPN and all these other news things blowing out, then, yeah, you wouldn't hear about your idol or your role model doing these different types of drugs. It wouldn't be blown out of proportion, and it wouldn't be you looking up to somebody that, you know.
What brings me my point? What brings me my point, Murphy? My point. I'm going to point blank because I know the answer to this.
Okay.
Who do you admire as a singer the most? Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley. Now, did Elvis Presley do drugs or not do drugs?
Yeah.
Now, how can you idolize him and bash other people for drugs?
Elvis, man.
Didn't you show me that cocaine and fried peanut butter sandwiches are a vocal enhancement drug?
On stage. On stage, when you perform and singers are on speed or they on crack or whatever.
And that's how they write better.
And that's how they write better. And that's how they perform better on stage because they get that extra boost.
You know what?
Hold on.
It's entertainment. That's what you go to see.
Trent has been in my office, and he knows the picture that I have on my wall.
Velvet Elvis.
That is young Elvis at the Hawaii tour, which is before he started doing drugs.
Says who?
Says who?
Yeah.
Says who?
Before he got caught doing drugs.
Before he got caught doing drugs, I'm sure he was doing drugs.
Elvis didn't get into drugs until he got to Vegas.
That's what I'm saying. It's all, maybe not.
Hold on.
That's my whole point. One second. My whole point is you cannot sit here and bash people. And it's entertainment. Sports is entertainment. So when you go and see rock stars and they're smoking weed, people, you see Snoop Dogg and the rapper smoking weed, and you like this shit, you can't fucking make one person example and like someone else.
Decaf, wait.
Sports is more than entertainment now, though, because we have no gladiators. Boxing has become a joke. We have no real heroes out there for people to look up to. No one wants to look up to politicians. We've got left is we've got sports stars. Now, let me ask you a question, Jack, because let's turn it around on you, okay? Cheating is cheating, and you don't care. We should just let people do whatever they do. So let's say,
I didn't say that. Don't put words in my mouth that I didn't say. I never said that.
Are playing, let's just say, I know they're not playing, but let's just say the final game of this year is Patriots in Indianapolis, okay? Yes. And they're working on that perfect season, and all of a sudden, Indy starts pumping through all that noise again and starts disrupting the Patriots team, and the Patriots lose by a field goal because the kicker can't concentrate. Is that cheating? Yes. But is it okay? Huh?
I mean, you're losing the point there, but let me actually something you said there, DK.
No, I'm not losing the point here. Cheating is cheating. It doesn't matter if it's drugs, if it's corked back, if it's stealing.
But how does that? How are you affecting
hold on,
me?
Hold on, guys. I think you guys you kind of tried to group too much into one bucket here. You made a mention that you know all these musicians and singers and performers are all doing drugs. The difference is though, they're doing drugs for escape. They're doing, you know, I'm sorry, you don't do cocaine to improve your performance.
They're doing drugs for a stage. They're doing drugs so they could go rock on the fucking stage.
No,
they're keeping themselves awake. They're helping themselves write better.
Who was it? Scott Weiland said there's no way he could have done that last tour if he wouldn't have been coked out of his mind the entire time.
Scott fucking up.
Decaf.
I'm going to be real about it. I'm not going to say I'm totally clean. I drink excessively, but I don't do any kind of drugs. I don't need drugs to write. I don't need drugs to perform.
But that's not everybody. But that's my whole point. You can't put Elvis above someone else because he got caught later on doing drugs. You can't separate drug users from drug users.
The thing about it is haters, man. I'm not trying to be like all ghetto about it, but if you stack more paper and pull more holes and you got coke up your nose, you're gonna say something about you.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Now Barry Bonds did what he had to do, got his little title, and now that he's got a little issue with steroids, now somebody wants to knock him. That's because they're hating on him. If they want to hate,
hate. Hold on, Wes. The problem with Barry, yes. But the interesting thing about Barry, and if you go back and look at the indictment that he is facing, he lied for no reason. Barry had immunity. He was a witness for the prosecution. Right. He was a witness for the United States government against Balco. And he lied under oath, even though he was told everything he said would be sealed. It wasn't until he lied under oath that information got out. Barry Bonds said flat out, I have never used steroids in my life. I've never knowingly used steroids in my entire life. The prosecutor in that case said, okay, time to start the perjury because we've got the stuff that proves it.
And Roger Clemens already denied it, but he already denied it too.
Roger Clemens wasn't in front of a federal grand jury when he said that. Roger Clemens was not part of that Balco probe. he will be now. I can guarantee you all these players are going to be pulled into more probes. The grand juries are starting already. And Roger Clemens is going to go down in a blaze of glory, and no one's going to remember the Cy Young. No one's going to remember the amazing pitching. What people are going to remember is that he's a drug cheat. Same with Andy Pettit. Same with Chuck Knobloch. I mean, come on. Chuck Knobloch?
Hey.
Eric Gagne.
You lay in your bed, you got a lie in it.
Yeah, basically.
You lay in your bed, you got a lie in it.
And that's exactly it. And, you know, it's one thing, though, to look at sports stars and guys that get, you know, who it's performance-enhancing to create a better experience. It's another thing, though, to look at actors and musicians. Yes, two of my other favorite singers of all time, Kurt Cobain, Johnny Cash, Hell Let's Throw It. I'm wearing a Hendrix T-shirt right now. Okay, music and drugs is entirely different than steroids and baseball.
Okay, wait a minute. Now you continue to say, defending the fact that they should – take care of this problem now.
I kill it right here, Wes. No, if your son grows up and wants to be Elvis
hold on.
Start doing drugs, that's okay.
No.
No, it's not.
But wasn't the original call that you came in was about Chris Benoit having a bad name?
It was just about steroids and Chris Benoit, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That hurts.
Yeah, but didn't he take enhancements to perform? I'm just saying. I'm saying.
And the day that all went down and everything got laid out, I took the couple of Chris Benoit mementos that I had and I chucked them in the garbage. Tonight, I was going to do it in studio. I may wait until next week. Trench will tell you, I got about 40 Paul LaDuca baseball cards and a rather rare Paul LaDuca bobblehead.
You got any more Chris Benoit shit? I could take that.
Is that your question?
What? I'm sorry?
You have any more Chris Benoit stuff? I'll take
it. You got questions, Scrappy?
Oh, okay.
It was just a point I was trying to make.
What's your point, Scrappy?
Back to the idea of cheating and... It was the Patriots, right, who were video recording plays.
Oh, yeah.
That was on the news for what? Not so long, you know, and all the steroids and steroids.
I think it's still back. I've been hearing about it in the news again.
Well, it's because they're playing the Jets this week. That's why.
Oh, well.
There's a difference, though, between what honestly could be an
between cheating and cheating? There's no difference.
No. There's a difference between an isolated event, and NFL chose not to start an investigation, and that's fine. There's a difference between that and 20 years. Of steroid abuse in baseball. There is cheating in every sport, and some people say if you're not cheating, you're not trying. And I don't follow that philosophy. Now, if people in sports, the NFL has the strongest anti-steroid policy out there, next only to the Olympics. The NFL has got it as a prime example of what a good anti-doping policy can do. And it's different when you're looking at performance-enhancing drugs versus things like stealing signals or, you know, the head bob on the center.
But you wouldn't want to teach your son that. Like,
I wouldn't teach my son that at all.
So it's back to the point of cheating. Like, whether you're on steroids or not, there's always going to be a fucked up way to win.
There is. And that's the way it's going to go. But if we can, the officials can catch things like a corked bat or sound being pumped through the PA system, or they'll catch a guy out there with a video camera. But when you're taking a human growth hormone that is genetically engineered from DNA specifically to be hidden and can only be identified with a very specific protein test, that's a whole lot different.
Okay, I got one more question because I know we got to close out. One more question. If you, okay, say that you do want to be above everybody else in the league and not, you know, no have no managers or anything or people, you know, any players associated with steroids or enhancers or any kind of drugs or anything to have a better performance. Now, if you were the manager or owner of a team and your team was to go against these teams who have people who do it and you end up like in football 0-16 or maybe winning 50 games every baseball season, how long are you going to be in that job?
That's a valid point right there. It comes directly from the top. The management and the Mitchell Report just destroys the Dodger organization with this. The management all the way from the top down just turned a blind eye to it all because they were sick and tired of that. They were tired of guys. You know, the only time they looked at a player doing steroids was picking them up, not at anyone on their team. If you're winning, you don't care how you're winning, and that's unfortunate. And I think this makes, every team in baseball has someone on that list. No team is exempt. Everybody does. But when you look at teams like the Cubs or teams like the Kansas City Royals or the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, you got to say to yourself, man, maybe they should have spent some money on some stuff from Radomski. He should have got some drugs in there. I think it forces these guys to turn around. You got to remember, all of this started going down at a period where baseball was at its lowest. It was just after the strike. Profits were in the toilet. No one was coming to games. They were about to lose all their television contracts because there wasn't enough ad revenue in there. And so what happened? It's a business, and they turned a blind eye to it to get all of the money back in there. You know, that's when all of a sudden the home run became the big thing. Chicks dig the long ball, and that's exactly what happened.
Right, and we actually talked about that a little earlier. That's so after the strike, the home runs and everything, and then everybody realized, oh, that's how we're going to bring it back.
So it's important now that teams look at this and go on from this. I think that you can only punish so many people, and you can only do so much. I think it's important now for the collective bargaining agreement to include forced drug testing, not only blood, but urine and hair. I think it's also very important that an independent organization monitor and do all of this testing, and all of these results be kept on ice for a period of the player's entire contract or playing career, because in the end they can go back and they can take these frozen samples, and if they find a new way to test for something, they can test for it. Well, and if a player is found to be doping, just like what they do in the Olympics, you're out, your records are gone, you're never playing again.
Well, and that's valid, but here's one thing we're going to do then. We're going to say thank you for calling in, Murph. We'll hopefully see you next week.
I will see you all next week. I apologize for not being there. What the hell, DGF? You said you weren't going to be there. We had a substitute black guy, and you wanted to come in anyway, huh?
well, hey, let's just point out, DGF's dog isn't constipated yet, shitting all over.
Look, Trent has heard those hurried calls from me in the morning. When my dog starts shitting everywhere, we just have to get that. Oh, my wife's looking at me. Oh, my wife has a question about baseball. Yes, baby. No, I don't know who Chad Hermanson is.
For the Pirates, okay, she's being cute. The Dodgers,
yeah.
And the Blue Jays.
So they're trying to wrap up.
All right, so thanks for calling in there, Murph. We'll talk to you later.
Shut his wife up.
I think I just shut him off. No, I know I just did. Let me go ahead and say this right now. This isn't going to be something we'll be able to say, hey, you know, if we were king for a day, this is the best solution, because there's going to be no solution. People are going to cheat. You know, people are going to do things that they shouldn't do to their bodies. People are going to do things to bring themselves, whether it's more creative in writing, whether
it's
more
steroids, they'll
more
find
athletic.
Something else.
There's always going to be a way. Yeah. It's unavoidable.
Just get over it.
The thing is, though, honestly, and it was mentioned in the chat room, it's your own personal victory or defeat. It's how you're going to have to look at it internally. When you are old and dying and you look back at your achievements, were they really your achievements?
And I really think Barry Bonds is going to be mad that he's got an asterisk next to his name.
I don't think he is either.
He's got too much money to be mad about an asterisk. Yeah.
All right, so one other thing I want to encourage everybody, if you can, is to go ahead and go to spankwagon.net. We actually have it up there. It's under the Mitchell Report. Baseball Grounding Out is the title of the article. I if everybody listening, podcast, live, I don't care, go to spankwagon.net, sign up, throw your 2 cents in there. You know, we may carry this over till next week because there is a lot of stuff to talk about. We want to hear your guys' opinions. And on that note, all right, you've been listening to Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online.
Spankwagon.net.
Spank, what? Very nice. I heard that. We do have a lot of people we need to thank for, helping us put out this week's show. First off, big thanks to LV Rocks and LVRocks.com for giving us this luxurious studio space. Big thanks to our syndicates, Flash FM, KC Host Radio Network, Dwarf from Hell Radio, Fox FM, Showdown.net, Steel City Radio, and the Nomad Radio Network. So a big thank you to every single one of our syndicates. And as DKF knows, if we're not live,
you can find us in the archive.
You can find us at podcasts.lvrocks.com or go to spankwagon.net. Click on the archive link. You can go all the way back to 2002 with our shows. Big thanks to Wes, Dim, throughout your site.
Thank you, guys. MySpace.com/DimLasVegas. Check us out. We ain't going to be back for like 2 months, so.
Well, where are you going?
Break time, sir.
Jail.
Yeah, break. These got shows and
you got to serve. You got to serve a Michael Vick real quick. You got to get back in the league.
24 months, 2 years.
Yeah. I'm gonna be behind lockdown. Be locked up.
They'd be like in a cage with you. all right, so we want you guys to be our friends too. MySpace.com/spankwagon, and you can find Dim from our spankwagon MySpace.
Find me a job.
You really don't want us to try to find you a job.
It's anyone.
You really.
Hey, if it makes more than 10.
Can you dance?
Not naked.
She could fall off the pole.
Look, I already know where your ass is going with this. My friends already offered me a stripper job.
We're talking. We'll take an amateur night.
It wasn't
we'll
me.
She could fall off the stage.
I've been offered like a phone sex operator. I'm like,
Don't hear that. Don't hear that. You're slurping a Slurpee on the microphone. We're like, what are you doing?
Are you wrapping paper while you're talking to me? What is this?
It's like you'll hear, oh, you're so hot.
I wouldn't. I don't think I'd be able to play along.
Text messaging.
They're like, are you reading from a script? Wait, honey.
Oh, yeah.
So, right there.
Wait, that's it. Wait. That's it.
Oh, baby.
Text message phone porn.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, shit. I could do that.
Text message phone porn.
Hey, you better get a patent.
Well, yeah, think about it. All we have to do is get you a special number. They hit that number. You talk dirty to them in text messages. And you get paid like $1 a message. It's like Crazy Frog, but only dirty.
But it's going to be hard for them to type with one hand.
I don't know.
I'd worry if they try to send like photos. You
Wes
know?
Can type with one hand.
Yes, sir.
Not touching that one.
God, yeah, you need to touch it. You good.
Stay away from me. He's like, that's why I can type with one hand.
All right. So, again, my name is Trencher.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
Our guest
from Dim Set.
Scrappy.
And Scrappy, what's the final word for the show?
Retards out.
Retards out.
Thank you.
natural one. It's the one that's no telling what we'll do when we're free. When I'm gone, there's no telling.